fact, in the years that I gathered data, only one experience came close to being the perfect one. That is, of course, sex. Great sex. Respondents said that great sex hits all of the five senses at an extreme level. Here I'll quote one of my students who said, "Sex is so good, it's good even when it's bad." So, the five senses theory does help explain why sex is so good. Now, in the middle of all this five senses work, I suddenly remembered the solar-powered clocks project from my youth. And I realized this theory also explains why Chris's clock is so much better than mine. You see, my clock only focuses on sight and a little bit of touch. Here's Chris's clock. It's the first clock ever that uses smell to tell the time. In fact, in terms of the five senses, Chris's clock is a revolution. And that's what this theory taught me about my field. You see, up till now, us designers, we've mainly focused on making things look very pretty and a little bit of touch, which means we've ignored the other three senses. Chris's clock shows us that even raising just one of those other senses can make for a brilliant product. So, what if we started using the five senses theory in all of our designs? Here's three quick ideas I came up with. This is an iron, you know, for your clothes, to which I added a spraying mechanism. So you fill up the vial with your favorite scent, and your clothes will smell nicer, but hopefully should also make the ironing experience more enjoyable. We could call this the perfumator.